everyone. This is Sasha, sashatalks.com on VVS Radio. I want to welcome everyone who's joining us. I want to share that the homepage has been updated on sashatalks.com. There are new features out, some interviews, some articles. They also showcase the contributions of past participants, whether there were article interviews, whether there were audio interviews. For any business professional, writer, commentator, or even a creator, if you would like to share your message with the world, you're welcome to go to sashatalks.com and click on the appropriate contact page to connect. And if your needs and wants align with what I can offer and help elevate your message, there are next steps to explore. Keep in mind that all content presented on Sasha Talks, including my talks themselves, are subject to the terms of service and disclaimers of Sasha Talks. Today's topic I had chosen, reflected upon, and actually worked on at least 2, 3 weeks ago. And I typically pray over my work before I share it with audiences and the world. And I receive a nudge that it would be more appropriate for later in time, in the immediate future, but not exactly that given show date when I shared other messages. So I revisited this, prayed over it, and I got the green light to address it today. I believe there must be wisdom in the timing of sharing the message, whether there's an individual, a group of people, or the unknown who may come across this in real time or later in time. It may be for you, only the higher powers know. The topic is loyalty, whether you are an individual, a group of people, or an organization. People perceive the concept of loyalty in different ways. And the topic was inspired because I have seen some questionable behaviors, and including bad behaviors play out in certain types of confined environments. And I had, the last time I had witnessed that, there was a third party that commented just in passing that if an individual happens to be exhibiting questionable behaviors, but they are a longtime contributor of that environment, there's perceived loyalty. So they're given a pass. And I found that to be a red flag in the Sasha Talks world, especially for those who follow some aspects of my work. Loyalty is not necessarily derived from longevity, and longevity does not necessarily translate to loyalty. So what is loyalty? Some people view it as it's a commitment to a person, a cause. You're exercising your principles during moments when you are challenged, and that is an opportunity for you to show your commitment. Now, that itself is a mouthful because commitments come in small and large, and what one person may find it to be a commitment and an obligation, another person may be wanting to partake in it. For other people, it might be a need. So what does loyalty do? Loyalty builds allegedly trust. It helps cultivate stronger relationships. Loyalty also reveals character, especially during the challenging moments that you may go through or your environment may be facing, and how you interact during those moments in that environment, including among people. Now, the one thing that makes loyalty unique is you take integrity into consideration. Just because somebody adheres to a commitment doesn't mean they are of integrity or they're doing it because it's, integrity is the driving foundation of their existence. Some people do it as a checklist because they need to get through the day, but they're not necessarily doing it from a place of loyalty. This topic slightly overlaps with another topic I addressed that had to do with people pleasing. What is the motive and the intention behind what you're doing? For example, in people pleasing, it had nothing to do with kindness. There were ulterior motives behind it, whether it was a need or survival. For example, when it comes to loyalty, what prefaces that? Are you doing that as it's a part of your principles and integrity? Because it might not be that you've been in an environment for 20 years that dictates your loyalty, because you might be there the longest, but you may be the least loyal. You're just there probably because you may not have other options that are as viable. People stick it out in different environments and commitments for different reasons. Sometimes they don't have options. Other times they choose not to create options. And nothing has to be bad in order for you to leave an environment. You might have other priorities. There are people I've seen on and off in different organizations throughout my very long career path that comprises of many twists and turns that have brought me before different industries, different types of work ethics, different definitions of successes, different definitions of failures. Some people stick it out because they choose not to continue growing. It's a path of least resistance. They know that their mediocre contributions are not going to be tolerated in the real world reality that we live in, because when you are a newcomer in a different environment, you will be expected to bat. People are not going to be quite open to doing charity as your existing organization who's hosting you. So bad behaviors do breed more bad behaviors. I don't believe that these individuals are necessarily victims of anything, because there are bad leaderships and bad managements out there. I know that firsthand. I've seen it, and there are times where I am brought in to help appease certain situations. Now, taking a step back, revisiting loyalty. Does loyalty matter in life? If it does, when does it matter? Is it only during the moments where you're staying committed through difficulties that demonstrate your integrity? Integrity always present when people are loyal. That's food for thought for people to reflect upon on their time. Loyalty does demand a certain degree of sacrifice and patience from us. The thing about patience is, I tell people, it's not about watching the clock tick. Because the time could pass all you want, but what are you doing while you are allegedly perceived to be waiting? How do you leverage that time? Do you use it to grow? Do you use it to strengthen your relationship with your faith in life and the universe? Or what are you doing with that moments that demand you to be patient? So I ask people, what does loyalty mean for you? How do you define loyalty in your relationships? And maybe how you define loyalty among other individuals in your social circle may be different than how you perceive loyalty to be in a more formal environment if you are engaged in a third-party organization. And is loyalty defined based off what you get to extract as a advantage or a benefit? So how does loyalty matter? It remains when circumstances become difficult. And I know difficult is a very finicky word in my books, because a lot of people who use the word difficult, I ask them to define it. Just because you don't get something from your environment or a person does not deem them to be difficult, because they didn't do what you wanted them to do. Like, what is the real meaning of difficult? And during the moments where your commitment may be tested, your convenient relationships will often disappear. They may dissolve when the benefits end, the benefactors run off. What are some characteristics that align with the concept of loyalty? One of them has to do with faithfulness. I notice those that are faithful in their lives are also more. They exhibit, not always, but most of the time I've noticed, a certain level of elevated maturity when it comes to honoring their values, their beliefs, because you have to take care of yourself in order to be able to take care of those around you, those that may be dependents, and how well you contribute in your community, because it always begins on a local level before it builds outward and possibly global. Reliability. How reliable are you in your own life? How consistent are you over a period of time? To what degree can you engage in predictable circumstances? And how well do you fare in those unforeseen situations? The circumstances that are not of your choosing, the twists and turns that find you out of left field. And that often happens on that odd day, odd time of the day, and you're going, What now? Commitment. What do you do when you're not picking and choosing what aligns with your conventions? What is the commitment for you? Is it something that is literally short term? Once you get what you want out of it, you're gone. Or is a commitment something that is more long term? Now, there is one underlying current among the loyal people. It has to do with consistency. And the thing about consistency runs parallel to time. You make time your ally, not just because the time is passing. It has to do with developing yourself over time. Over a period of time, events unfold. You don't get to always control in what direction. Are you progressing? Are you regressing? And the consistency becomes a part of who you are, a part of your lifestyle. Now, there are people who could follow a formula and feign this projection that they are loyal, which is why I'm stressing the part, what prefaces loyalty? What is your motivator? What are your principles? And what is your intention? I noticed early on when I used to take the private sessions, and I still do to this day, FYI, for anyone wondering, if I do the intuitive counseling sessions on Sasha Talks, I do. There's a separate page for it. Just go to the site map. And individuals come through different walks of life, doesn't matter what region, what time zone, whether they're elderly or young, or what they do for a living. And they would be disappointed because, in some of their dilemmas, the person that they perceived to be loyal was not. And it would go back tying down to what is loyalty for you and what dictates it. Just because someone is there for a long time does not mean that they're loyal. And I know there are many devil's advocate out there. You can't just judge, assess a situation based off longevity, because there may be no loyalty and they're not exactly contributing for the better in that environment, in that relationship, in that social circle, in your personal relationship. When I share this, I'm not there to plant a seed of doubt. This has to do with opening your mind enough to understand that there are many different reasons why people engage in certain principles, certain behaviors, and just like that, there is light. There are some matters of life that remain a bit dim that also welcome some scrutiny. So, how do you prioritize and make decisions when being loyal to a person or a cause? I am confident that among those listening, some of you are going to have very definitive, very spot-on responses because you either know yourself and you know your negotiables and you know your non-negotiables. And some of you may be left a little bit unsettled, wondering, wait, where do I belong in relationship to this concept? And it is perfectly okay. Can loyalty be measured, just like love? Can you measure love? Can you measure trust? And loyalty is not the same thing, for example, when you're a kid and your teacher takes attendance every day, and whoever gets perfect attendance for the whole year gets a prize. That is being measured in a different context. But I'm talking about loyalty more in a metaphorical sense. For being loyal, let's say you've been married for 30 years. There might be a 30-year anniversary gift that your spouse surprises you with. But that is not the type of measurement I'm alluding to. The concept aligns with the trust and honor. How do you know that one group of people or one individual is more honorable than the other? Part of it is dictated by your understanding of it or lack of understanding of it, and also how you apply it in your life. So there is no set answer, but there is a common theme that most people adhere to. Now, here's a word of caution, and I noticed this is common. I have seen it up close and personal, and I've seen it in professional environments, and it's a ding, ding, ding. Be careful. Blind loyalty is dangerous. For anyone who expects you to be loyal and you don't know who they are, what the thing is, because I have seen some professional environments that function like a cult-like setting. It is very intentional that they engage in very dark, unethical matters, and then they act shocked when things go sideways. Similar things could play out in different degrees, in variations of relationships. Are you supporting wrongdoing out of allegiance? If you're doing that, are you doing that out of fear? Or are you doing that because you're getting some kickback or payoff from that? And when you keep on compounding by ignoring all of the unethical concerns, and keep in mind, no one out there of sound mind and health is perfect and compliant 100% at all times, whether you are conscious or subconsciously functioning in this world. When you continue ignoring that, it snowballs. And because you are so accustomed to possibly being part of an environment that continues lying to the point where they think the more they bring it up, it will turn into the truth, and it is completely the opposite. They have no idea that they are a moving target, a breathing target, and all of the things that snowball eventually do crash, and not on their timing because they're focusing on convenience. They're not thinking about longevity. They think they have longevity, but they don't. And you don't want to confuse loyalty with unquestioning obedience, where you just do things blindly because you're told to do it, but you don't question it. You don't even know if you are contributing to some potential crime or crimes playing out. Because when you fall in that category, I start questioning, are you part of a cult? You might not know that you're part of a cult. Not all cults function in a manner where the visual optics and the speech are predictable and obvious before the common ears and eyes. So blind loyalty will and can destroy relationships, a community, possibly the demise of an organization or the demise of a reputation. And one thing in life is everything has an ebb and a flow. So how you define someone's commitment to you, unless it is explicitly talked about and discussed with the other party, if you can't ask questions in that type of conversation, that I would say is a red flag that is whispering. And one thing which I see more so in local and smaller groups, and it also plays out in organizations, but it usually starts out among a few people, is true loyalty does not mean you have to abandon yourself. It does not mean you have to abandon who you are, your values, what you stand for, what you desire out of life. You're not hanging your brain at the door when you walk into an environment and you're just going to be on autopilot. Unless you choose to be on autopilot, I question what payoff are you getting, because once you come out of autopilot, you might have some very uncomfortable surprises waiting on you, and you have no one to blame for being disappointed other than yourself, which is why I encourage people to do their best to develop a form of alignment between their mind, their body, their soul, because when things are not going well between the mind and the heart, it's only a matter of time the physical will start experiencing it. It may not show it before the world, but lack of alignment is not a comfortable feeling once you know the difference between alignment and lack of alignment in your life. Keep in mind that loyalty has to do more than being around, whether it's physically a phone call away, it has to do with a commitment. In some friendships, loyalty could be where you don't cross paths for a long period of time, and then when you do, you just resume from where you left off. Loyalty is not questioned in some relationships, and even if it is questioned, it doesn't mean that the relationship needs attention. And for those who are questioning it, it makes me wonder what is transpiring before you that finally made you start reflecting upon it. The one thing that loyalty can do is help you build trust in those respective spaces where you contribute. I should add an asterisk to the word contribute, because I'm talking about healthy contributions, good contributions, where you are producing positive results and you're not fueling and feeding narcissistic virtue signaling environments where when you scratch the surface, there's no substance. So when you talk about loyalty, think of substance. And everybody out there can contribute something positive in their environment. Now, I look forward to hearing what the audience members out there think about the topic. For the sake of time and bandwidth, I'm just addressing it on a topical level. It was something that crossed my radar quite a long time ago, and it was revisited, I would say, in the recent year or so. And I had to comment on it because I believe there are things out there, unless you witness it, experience it, or have crossed paths with it in some capacity, and you go, wait, I didn't realize so many people have warped view of certain principles out there. And I believe it's more because of the experiences that they have or what they think society tells them to believe. And I know when you cross paths with real people out there in the field, as I do, those are very interesting conversations. Some of them are fleeting for me, some of them are in depth, and I always welcome the opportunity to learn from people. If you have any story or testimony on loyalty or how you define it, you are welcome to go to sashatalks.com, click on the contact page, and share your testimony. And if I receive a few testimonies, I'll be glad to share them on air or through one of the posts. If there's any message you would like me to share on behalf of you, a group, or initiative that you represent, it doesn't matter what part of the world you come from, because I do represent different continents out there. I look forward to being of assistance. Until next time, be good, be safe, and be blessed.